A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 2018 general elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com, or still you can get us on www.voandebele.com.
Joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 2018 election and the opposition MDCT participation.
Yes, Blessing, there are indications that the MDCT is likely to participate in the 2018 general elections, having boycotted elections, saying no reforms, no elections.
But the leadership of the party, of course, is now warming up to the idea of participating, insisting that they will make sure reforms are made before the elections.
What do you want us to discuss on Studio 7? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, you can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318, or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7@voanews.com. Wonguka ama dzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve sarudzo dzichaitwa muna 2018. Zvakubuda apa Chris ndezvekuti veMDC vanga vachimboti hatisi kuzopinda musarudzo kusvika zvimwe zvavaroda kuti zvinge zvagadziriswa zvagadziriswa. Vanenge vakuti vakupinda musarudzo idzodzi, vachiti izvo vari kufungidzira kuti panozosvika 2018 zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvagadziriswa, asi hapana kujeka kuti chii chinozoitika kana paitwa kana kuti zvinhu zvacho zvisati zvagadziriswa panozotanga kuitwa sarudzo muna 2018. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Njengokuzwa kwethu lapha siyezwa ukuthi Blessing uthini, ukhuluma ke ngodaba lokhetho oluyilo ke inhloko yendaba yalamhlanje. IMDC ithi yona izaphatheka kukhetho, siqalisile lamalungiselelo okhetho luka-2018, kodwa siyazi khona ukubana phambilini iMDC ibisithi yona no reforms, no elections, okutsho ukuthi khona nxa imithetho lokunye okuphathelane lezokhetho kungalungisiswanga, kungaguqulwanga, ngabasoze baye kukhetho, kodwa hayi sokukhanya kungani bayalungiselela. Bathi bona sizaya kukhetho ngoba siyazi ukuthi kuyaba sokulungile. Blessing.
And I think, Chris, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Madok Chivasa. Mr. Chivasa is the spokesperson of the Opposition National Constitutional Assembly Party. Mr. Chivasa, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for bringing me to the program.
Thank you so much. Chris, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes. Mr. Chivasa, good evening. It's Chris Gandhi.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Yes. We know you have insisted as a party that it is better to participate in the elections, even though you know there are some flaws Now, you have heard the MGC. Well, when we spoke to them, they are not saying that they have changed their stance, but what they are saying is that by 2018, there will be reforms and then they will participate. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that I need to clarify is that the MGC stance will be that party stance. And obviously, you understand that is the MGC. We now a new opposition that was formed, and we were formed with full realization that there were other opposition political parties like MDC. So it means that obviously the approach by MDC is exactly why the MC was formed. We are there because we believe that we also now need to be there to do things the way we think is the best way to fight ZANU-PF. So I believe that that will be their own strategy, and as far as we're concerned, we know that the problem that we are in is because we have got a new constituency that is still giving a lot of powers to the sitting president, and this is why most of the elections are not really free and fair, because most of the laws they give favor to a sitting president. For example, the one who appoints ZEC, the one who appoints the media commission, and these are all institutions that are very pivotal in running elections. And during the constitution making process, we raised these things when we were still an NGO, and it's our colleagues in the MDC who were moving around telling Zimbabweans to vote yes to this constitution. So obviously, we also wonder in terms of the reforms that they need. I think it will also be beneficial to the nation and all interested parties if they are very clear in terms of what reforms they are referring to. Because as far as we are concerned as NC, we thought that a new constitution would be the reform that we will need. For example, if we're going to include in the new constitution that people in the diaspora are allowed to vote, for example, that was going to be a major step ahead in removing ZANU-PF, because we know that most of the people in the diaspora, they don't even know want ZANU-PF, because they are dead, because they ran away from ZANU-PF's misgovernance. But when we were raising these issues, our colleagues again, they were the ones who were saying, no, this constitution actually allows the people in the diaspora to vote. And now we are seeing that, to the contrary, this constitution is not even allowing the people in the diaspora to vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chivasa. And we are now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Nick Mangwana in the UK. Yes, to tell us exactly where he is, because as you know, anyone in the UK is in London, right?
I am in London.
Finally, we have someone from London.
Who is real, yeah, real in London.
Mr. Chivasa, how are you?
Okay, this is Coleman.
Good.
Now, Mr. Nick Mangwana, of course, is the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, there are indications that the MDCT, which has been boycotting elections, will actually participate in the 2018 general election. This is what we are getting from the leadership of that party. Are you surprised?
I'm not. Not at all. They were not boycotting. They were running away. They were chickening out of elections. Mm. So obviously, 2018 is a big one. As you know, after the 2013 election, they participated in a few primaries. In a few by-elections. I think a couple of parliamentary ones and council ones, and they were we wiped the floor with them, and they realized the momentum was not with them, and they were suffering too much humiliation. Mm-hmm. So they started just raising a lot of dust for nothing really. I totally agree with well, what Mr. Chivasa is saying regarding reform. The goalpost of any reform was the constitution. If they were talking about the alignment of the law, of the laws as the reform they're waiting for, I would understand. But what they are talking about is what somebody would call a cultural reform. Now, how do you reform a culture? As far as the legal framework is concerned, it's all set there. It says the security forces are non-partisan. It says the defense forces are non-partisan. It says everybody should be given enough latitude to expose their ideas and so on and so on. This is a legal framework. What happens culturally might be different. I'm not saying it's different. If what happens culturally is different, what do you do about it? How do you legislate that reform? You can't change culture by prohibiting people tenure. So this is so they just came around. But that's point number one. Point number two, we know why they came around. Even the Americans who are going to go and question the people, they found them very foolish. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't go to parliament and you call yourself an opposition party. Who wants to be an opposition party? Are you? You just become a club, a gathering of people with like-minded, with laziness. That's pretty much what they were and what they are.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Of course, yeah, we're trying to get in touch with the MDCT deputy spokesperson, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, because, of course, we cannot get angry on behalf of the MDC, Chris.
Yes.
We are journalists. Luckily, we have here to get angry on behalf of the opposition MDCT. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Very good evening, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gad.
Yes, Ms. Kumalo, you came right in the middle of the conversation where Mr. Mangwana was saying your decision seems to be, well, these are my own words, flip-flopping. What do you say to that?
Well, it's so sad that Mr. Mangwana is now the decision-maker of our party. Oh, and I've never seen him in our National Standing Committee meeting. We are not flip-flopping. What is the point for one, when they are sick, to go to a hospital knowing very well that there are no doctors, there are no nurses, there's no medication? The end result is death. We are not flip-flopping at the MDC. Our position is very clear. We cannot go to an election that is already predetermined. And all what we are asking for is nothing new or nothing old. We are saying we need a transparent process of voter registration. Because as we speak now, voter registration is taking place, but it is not advertised to those that are not registered as voters. But you will find to say the ZANU-PF people are able to go and register. And how do they know about that when other Zimbabweans don't know about it? And the issue of, I'm a Zimbabwean, why should I produce proof of residence when I'm a Zimbabwean? In 1980, we went to the elections and we used our ID. In fact, that I got an identity card that was issued by the government of Zimbabwe, I should have a right to vote. So the issue of proof of residence must not be a requirement for one to register and vote as long as I got my ID as a Zimbabwean. And the other issue is, it's now a world of technology. There is a greater need for us to have a biometric voter roll. Why are we using the tedious and the time-consuming voter roll where we can't even access it? And again, what we're asking for is parties must be able to receive the electronic voter roll 3 months prior to the election, so that we are able to go through the voters roll and check for anomalies which can then be corrected before we go to an election. And thereafter, parties that are interested in that election should then be able to sign for that voters roll as a true record.
Interesting. Okay, Blessing, we seem to have a caller, yes. Silo mlaleli lapha uSimon Lusinga oseZimbabwe. Kunjani mnumzana Lusinga?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Uyizwile indaba esegudwini la?
Ngiyizwile baba, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngithandile ukuthi mhlengene phambili. Ngicela ukuthi okwakuqala ngiyiqondise ukuthi xa likhuluma nge-MDCT, khuluma nge-MDCT. Kulomehluko phakathi kwe-MDC le-MDCT ukwenza ukuthi singakhonfuse abantu.
Hayi, kulungile.
Isicelo sami sakuqala. Endabeni yakhona yonke, ngicela ukuthi umama uMakhumalo kebakhangelisise sise kuhle indaba lezepolitics yakuleli lizwe kakuhle. Umkhokheli wabo lowu ngumuntu wezanu odinga izindlela zonke zokuhlakanipha zokuphambanisa abantu. Izolo behambe sithi abantu bengangeni kwi-election, khathesi setshintshile. Yikho ke lokho esine sikukhangeleyo ikuthi useqede ukudonetha amasithi kuzanu. Athe seqede ukudonetha amasithi kuzanu ngokuthi abantu bengangeni ethethweni, abantu kabasangenanga ngokuthi ngoba babemfakile phambili ethengiwe. Kodwa into aseyenza usephambanisa abantu ingqondo. Namhla uyakhuluma lokhu abantu balandile kusasa achinje lo achinje akhulume lo piano. So lokho ukwenza kwakhe kunika i ground, I can say in English, it's a shattered ground of ZANU PF to gain in knowledge within the political arena in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that abantu be Zimbabwe is another typhoon. So thina siyasithande umkhokheli ocacileyo ukuthi kumele kwenziweni lawo ama-reforms afunekayo. They have to be very clear, kungazaba ngama-reforms abawaziyo bona bodwa. We all need to know. And nxa kukuthi ama-reforms are according to the constitution, i-constitutional court is there. We haven't heard them going to the constitutional court and complain and say, look, there's ABCD. Neither have they gone to ZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, to talk about this. All they are doing, Zangira, is to take people this side and the other side, while Zangira, if you look around, they are pumping.
Ngiyabonga Makhumalo, nangu umuntu.
Okokuqala, ukuthatha uTsvangirai yiZANU imhlolo le. uTsvangirai kazoZANU ngupresident we-MDCT. And ukuthi sathi thina kazihambe kubayi-election. Leyo yayiyi-position yethu njengebandla le-MDC likhokhelwa nguTsvangirai. Kanti kubona be-MDC owabayalisayo ukuthi bahambe kwi-election ngobani. Abalisanga muntu ukuthi ningabona behambe bezitshaya izifuba besithi bona balabantu why bengangenanga kuground bangena kubhayelethini angkhona bayawina. Asalisanga muntu. Thina satshela uZulu ukuthi njengebandla le-MDC elikhokhela ngobaba uTsvangirai kasihambi kubhayi-election kuze amabhayi-election le ivele iZANU isihle yalungisa imigoqo yokuthi bawini. Asikonfuzanga muntu, asiflip-flopanga. Satshela uZulu ukuthi sihambe ukhetho oluzathazisa uZulu lomhlaba wonke jikelele kule zinto okumele zintshintshe ezakwenza ukuthi sanelise ukuthi singene kukhetho singakhali ngokuthi okokhathesi zivele siyakwazi ukuthi iZANU ivele iyariga election. And nxa esithi kule fertile ground for ZANU PF kanti bona bavele benzani yena wayekhuluma on behalf of us alwe lathi njengebandla le-MDC achiye iZANU eyiyo erigama ama-elections. Nxa esithi udingi-clear leader bona balo-clear leader uleader wabo wabapha ugoqobani balungiselele leyo ye-by-election injani bengangenanga nxa ngabangena besizakwazi ukuthi banquba kumbe kabanqubanga ngoba uma sikhangela ama-by-elections wonke iZANU yenile injani bona bengangena bathengisa ukuthi khona bona bale njongo engcono eyedlule yethu yokuthi singangeni kubhayilesini. Okukhona lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi ubaba uTsvangirai umuyo lekhiye kuZulu kawaseZimbabwe ngoba abantu kabalandelanga okwakufuna iZANU ukuthi baye kukhetho. iZANU yagijima yoda urelay lapho kumele kunike nisika nezibhedu enjalo uthi siye ku-constitutional court siye kwenzani. Thina esikukhulumayo lapha yikuthi kona sifuna kube nemigoqo entshintshayo nxa sisiya kuqhetho. Imigoqo engiyikhulume ephambilini iminengi dangaqedi njengoba esithi yena akula mgoqo esiyifakileyo. Ekuqaleni kwami ngikhulume ngodaba le-voters roll ukuthi i-voters roll kumele ilungise ngendlela yokuthi kucacile wonke umuntu ubone ukuthi i-registration ikhanjiswa njani. Sinama-TV o-ZBC o-Chronicle o-Herald o-Daily News kakuphume emaphepheni uZulu aziswe ukuthi ngelangeke kusukela ngelangelinki kuyafika elangeni elinki kule voterbase registration endaweni ezinki ngesikhathi esinki kwenze ukuthi umuntu ngokoko waseZimbabwe abekwazi ukuthi uselelungu ukuthi ayirejista njengevota. Njalo lokho kuthi khona mina ngisizanani waseZimbabwe ngiyazakala ukuthi ngine-i d yaseZimbabwe kuthiwe ngibuye logwalo olutshengisa ukuthi ngihlala ngaphi ulani lakho khonokho ukuthi ngiyerejista ngoba ngo-1980 bathi sesiya kukhetho azangithi ukuthi sihambe sethengisa sihlala ngaphi sahamba nezitupa zethu wonke umuntu waseZimbabwe wavota. And esikushoyo futhi kumele amabandla aphikisayo kuleli lizwe athole i-voters roll kusenesikhathi 3 months before election sisenzele ukuthi sihlale phansi siyicubule i-voters roll leli sibone ukuthi yikho na okukhona sikhuluma kathi sibantu abafileyo kulantu abala ama-1 year old abangama-voters. And nxa sesiyicubule i-voters roll leli sokucophileyo amabandla aphikisayo ahambe ayefake isignature okutshengisa ukuthi bayavumelana lokukhona kuvota vote khonokho. But ngihambe futhi ngathi kona kulezi nsuku sokule-technology asichiyeni into zamapaper sinezi electronic biometric voters roll leyo akula kuqhina ubukona ngoba wonke umuntu uzasebenzisa ilihlo ngesandla sakhe ilihlo lomunye umuntu ngesandla somunye umuntu akufanani ngiyeza lokunye futhi ama limitations akona kule ndaba ukuthi sikhangela ama legal reforms kodwa lokuthi i political and institutional reforms ukumele sizikanyele lezethu ukuthi sizibakhangela voting process lama ujedwa kuningi ngizanimika namuhla.
Okay, hayi kuzwakala, ngiyabuthemba umlaleli la uzwile blessing this argument.
Ngicela ukubuza ukuthi ningahamba umama Khumalo ukuthi in as much as the city in 2018 they will be going kuma elections, what measures are they putting in place right now to make sure that those reforms are there? Because ukuthi bahambe la ebantwini bayakhuluma ngokuthi in 2018 bazamele bahambe kuma elections, so they are quite positive and very sure ukuthi ama reforms la asenziwe akusebenzi. Sebenzeni, kuyini asebekufayile okwenza kwenza ukuthi kususa i-government ukuthi lezi zinto zibe khona?
Okay, Mnumzana Lusinga, ngiyabona awusoze uphoxakale singathi uma Khumalo aphendule ngesilungu.
Hayi, kuright baba.
Okay, okay. Makhumalo, can you elaborate? He says he can also understand for the benefit of the other listeners and those who are joining us.
What we are saying is we need the reforms for us to have a truly free, fair and credible election. So what is critical now is for the MDC party to go to the institution and that are supporting you.
MDC party.
Okay.
You are asking me as a representative of the MDC, led by Tsvangirai. So that is my response.
Okay, you can go ahead with your response.
We need them to go to these institutions and lay our demands in terms of reform and see the response that we get from them. And if that fails, we then take the next course of action. So for the time being, we are having going to this institution, laying bare our demands as the MDC party led by Tsvangirai. And if we don't get any joy, we will then take the next course of action, which is going to be prescribed by the results that we get from these institutions where we are demanding changes.
Okay. Mr. Lusing, are you there?
No, I'm there, Baba.
I'm sure you've been answered.
All the replies are not satisfactory to me, but I don't want to hold on to all other callers. Let them contribute as well. Thank you so much. But I'm not well satisfied with their actual answers because they are vague. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a lovely night.
That is a sign that I've said something that is at home. Because if it was vague, you would have asked me another question. Thank you very much.
Of course, some people are also writing on WhatsApp. Let's quickly read some of the messages. Ed Moore says, boycotting of national elections by the MDC led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai is the only way to go. In fact, this is the time for them to discuss the full implementation of the reforms before an attempt. Making preparations is not bad, but what is more important is the creation of an even playing ground. The 2013 scenario will still prevail. Honestly, if they can't bear the pressure from different quarters, they will repeat the same story come 2018. Bakugu says 2018 is quite far, so it's okay for the MDC to prepare. A lot could have changed by then, including some electoral reforms. Fore says it's better to participate because ZANPF does not think about the people of Zimbabwe. They just think about themselves. Clyde says just recently, Tsvangirai was singing no reforms, no elections. What has made them change? I have learned not to trust him after causing the split in 2005 by refusing to take part in the elections for the senators against the majority. Chris says they should participate, otherwise they betray us. Jella says they must prepare at the same time demanding reforms. We'll read more of these. Regatitore mwe mtereri. Mkoma Danmo Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi kwa zenyu mkoma blessing.
Aywa tiripo, tipeo vungwa zenyu.
Pfungwa yaitwa na President Morgan Tsvangirai ndinoikurudzira nekuitambira nemaoko maviri chaiwo.
Amen.
Ava vakuru vedu ava wezano ava zvatakavatiza kuZimbabwe ava vakaondonga nyika, hatina kumbobvira takamboshanda munonzi muindustry, hatitomboizive. Saka kuno kwatiri ku South Africa tatofarira kuti takapuwa mapermit ano expire 2017 saka 2018 tinenge tiriko tichivhota pachinja pavatsvangira yapo. Tiriko budiriro tigadzirise zvinhu makamba na hakuna mabasa akapromiswa vanhu hakuna vabereki vedu ari kufane nzara kumusha hakuna kana mari dzechigayo hakuna kana chibage chacho. Saka kumboisa umwe munhu ropa idzva rinosunungura nyika yedu ndiri kuiona iri nzira yakanaka chaiyo taitambira nemaoko maviri dai vakazvazozvichinja moyo watsvangirai vedu apa.
Saka muri kuti vapinde musarudzo.
Saka tiri kutokumbira kuti ngavapinde musarudzo uye zvakare imwe nhau yatiri kutokumbira kuti tumwe tuma MDC tiri kumuka muka utwo vanhu vezano ivavo vari kuda mari vava saka vanhu vese ngavabve ukoko vari kunyengedzwa ngavauye kwedu kumusangano mukuru kwavatsvangirai uku tigadzirise zvinhu.
Kunyange hazvo tisingakurudzire mukoma Danmo kuti titi mamwe mapato anenge amuka toti anozotsigirana nezano akadai akadai ikodzero yemunhu wese kuti angabato rake handiti
ndizvozvo asi maondokere avari kuita hatisi kunyatsokumaona gwara rawo saka gwara remusangano wedu wekare ndo vatakutokumbira remdc chinja iri kuti richidzokere panyanga tichisunungurwe tidzokere kunyika kwedu takusuwa vakomana navasikana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Danmo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tatenda mukoma.
Of course Danmo is in South Africa. He's saying the MDC must participate in the forthcoming elections. He's not making it any secret. He's saying he's an MDCT supporter. Chris.
Okay. Maybe we can go back to Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana?
I'm here.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, earlier on, there was talk of diaspora voters. I know you're in the diaspora, but what's your take on that? Because apparently it's one of the issues on the table that the MDC is worried about. What's your take on that?
If these people, the MDC, were boycotting elections because of diaspora voting, then they are ignorant. The point is, with diaspora voting, even British people, after 15 years out of the country, do not vote in elections in Britain. Right. Regarding diaspora voting, if any person in the diaspora, like my South African brother was just saying, my brother from South Africa was just saying, if they go to Zimbabwe and register, they would vote in an election in Zimbabwe. But in any other country, wouldn't be able to do that if they don't have that voting. What they are asking for is extraterritorial voting. Now, that's different. They are trying to say the government of Zimbabwe should put money aside, transport ballot boxes or whatever, and facilitate so people to vote wherever they are in whatever country. Where there is no policy, some countries have got 2,000 people, some Zimbabweans, some countries have got 20, some countries have got probably 200,000, 300,000, and so on and so forth. But they want the government of Zimbabwe to allocate boxes to all these people to be voting.
But Mr. Mangwana, these Zimbabweans are not contributing. From the RBZ, it's saying they are actually the ones who are contributing more to the economy.
Yes.
Don't they have the right to vote?
I'm saying when it comes to the right to vote, it's down to a policy. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving you an example of a very, very, what people believe is a robust democracy, which is Great Britain, where if you stay out of the country for 15 years, you won't be able to vote. Most countries which have got this type of this territorial voting, you have got a limit of 6 years. You stay out of the country for more than
okay,
6 years,
Mr. Mangwana,
you can't vote.
Yeah. Hold your thought there. We'll come back to you. We just want to take a very short break. It's an interesting discussion. Mkoma Simba, Rambai Muri Parunare. Mr. Chivasa, please do stay on the line. Honorable Kumalo, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are also on Facebook and on YouTube. You can also visit our website after the show. This program will be there. This is Blessing Zulu.
And you can text us at 202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. This is Chris Gande. Please do stand by after the short break. We'll be back.